Let us bow our head and pray.
主，今天早上我们在这里，无论是讲的人，无论是听的人，我们都需要主的恩典。
Lord, this morning we need your grace for the one who speaks and for the one who listens.
主，我们把下面这样短的时间，我们交在主的手中。
We commit a short period of time into your hand.
主，求你保守我们的口。
Lord, we pray that you protect our mouth.
我们也求你保守我们的耳。
We pray that you protect our ears.
主，我们求你保守我们的心怀意念。
And protect our minds and our hearts.
我叫主所要说的话能够被说清楚。
So that the words that you desire to speak can be spoken to our hearts.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章三十七节三十八节
Verse 37 and 38
比拉多对他说这样你是王吗耶稣回答说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证凡属真理的人就听我的话
Pilate therefore said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You said correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
比拉多说真理是什么呢?
Pilate said to him, What is truth?
这里面我们看见比拉多问了一个问题。
Here we see that Pilate had asked a question.
这个问题就是真理是什么呢?
And the question is, what is truth?
这个真理我们又可以翻成实际 real.
And truth can also be translated as real.
所以这个问题可以说是到底什么是实际呢?
So it can also be said his question was, what is real?
我相信这是一个很重要的一个问题。
I think this is a very important question.
到底什么是实际的?
What is real?
什么是不实际的?
What is unreal?
最近啊，在电脑里面有一个新的一个名词。
Recently, we have a new terminology in the computer.
这个名词呢，就叫做虚幻的实际 virtual reality.
And the term is virtual reality.
好像是实际的。
It seems like it is real.
但好像呢又不是实际的。
Yet, another hand is unreal.
今天早上我盼望弟兄姊妹和我一同来思想一个问题。
This morning, I hope that you and I can consider one question.
在我们属灵的生命里面我们所有的是实际的呢还是不实际的
In our spiritual lives, all the things that we have, are they real or unreal?
有多少是实际的有多少是不实际的
How much of it is real and how much is not real?
什么是实际的呢
What are real?
我们看哥林多前书
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians
哥林多前书第三章
1 Corinthians chapter 3
我们从第十节开始
We will begin reading from verse 10
我照神所给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造
According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder I laid a foundation and another is building upon it but let each man be careful how he builds upon it
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基
For no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
若有人用金银宝石、草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程。
Now, if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's worth will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
If any man's work which has been built upon it remains, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire.
我们感谢主耶稣基督成为我们的根基。
We praise the Lord because Jesus Christ is our foundation.
这个根基是 不能朽坏，也不能震动。
And this foundation will not be corruptible.
但是今天我们在这个根基的上面，我们用什么来建造？
But today upon this foundation, what do we build upon it?
这里面有几样东西。
Here we see several things.
有金，有银，有宝石。
We see gold, silver, and precious stones.
我们看见有草木，有禾秸。
There are also wood, hay, and straw.
当有一天这个建筑被火来焚烧的时候，
One day when the fire comes to burn this building,
那个草木禾秸都要被烧掉。
All the wood, hay, and straw will be burned away.
所剩下来的就是金、银和宝石。
What remains are the gold, silver, and precious stones.
所以什么是实际的呢？
So what is real?
实际的就是金、就是银、就是宝石。
Those that are real are the ones that are gold, silver, and precious stones.
今天早上想与弟兄姊妹来交通，什么是这些金，什么是这些银，什么是这些宝石。
This morning I'd like to fellowship with the Bun Sister concerning what are the real things, what are the gold and silver and precious stones.
上一个主日我们弟兄告诉我们，这个根基呢有两根柱子。
Last week our brother shared with us that this foundation has two pillars.
有一根柱子呢是信心。
One pillar is faith.
有一根柱子呢是爱心。
And the other pillar is love.
这两根柱子是非常的重要。
And these two pillars are very important.
我们没有这个信心和爱心，这个建筑物就不能够承受压力。
And without faith, without love, this structure cannot bear its load.
信心是让我们能够接触这个实际。
And faith allows us to touch the reality.
在新约的时候，有一次主耶稣在街上行走。
In the New Testament, one day Jesus was walking on the street.
他的周围许许多多的人拥挤他。
There are many people surrounding him.
那一天有一个人，有一个女人，她得了12年的血漏。
And that day, a woman who had the bleeding disease for 12 years.
那一天呢，在这个拥挤的人群当中，这个女人就把他的手伸出来，去摸了主耶稣一下。
And among the crowd, she reached out her hand and touched Jesus.
就在他摸的时候，他的病就好了。
Just as she touched Jesus, her illness was cured.
主耶稣就感觉有一个能力从他的身上出去。
And Jesus felt power left from him.
他就说是谁摸我？
And he asked, who touched me?
那个门徒就觉得非常的奇怪。
And disciples wondered about the question.
这么多人拥挤你，你还说谁在摸你？
There's a big crowd around you. Why did you ask who touched you?
不知道有多少的人都碰过主耶稣的身体。
Probably many people have touched Jesus that day.
但是主说有一个人摸了我。
But Jesus said one had touched me.
最后那个女人只好承认。
Finally, the woman confessed.
那个女人所做的是什么事？
What has she done?
那个女人乃是用她的信心来接触那个属灵的实际。
That woman has touched the spiritual reality with her faith.
那一天有很多的人在拥挤主耶稣。
That day so many people were around Jesus.
但是他们没有碰着属灵的实际。
But none have touched the spiritual reality.
那天只有那一个女人他摸着属灵的实际。
Only that particular woman had touched the spiritual reality.
因为他使用了信心来接触主耶稣。
Because she has utilized her faith.
今天我们每一次来到主的面前。
Every time we come before the Lord.
我们是要像许多人一样来拥挤主耶稣呢？
Are we like many other people that just crowd around Jesus?
或者我们愿意来到主的面前，用我们的信心来接触这属灵的实际。
Or are we willing to use our faith to touch the spiritual reality?
这是实在一根重要的柱子。
This is an important pillar.
另外一个柱子是爱心。
The other pillar is the pillar of love.
当主耶稣在变化山上下来以后
，When Jesus descended from the mountain of transfiguration,
他就一直告诉门徒，他有一天要被钉在十字架上。
He continued to tell the disciples that one day he shall be crucified on the cross.
但是很奇怪的一件事情，就是门徒好像始终不明白。
But to our amazement, it seems that the disciple cannot comprehend.
甚至有一天就快要到那个日子到的时候
，Even when the days draw near，
他们在伯大尼玛利亚的家。
They were staying at the house of Mary of Bethany.
当玛利亚用香膏来膏主耶稣的时候
，And as Mary anointed Jesus with the anointing，
在那一天没有一个人知道玛利亚所做的事是为什么。
That day, no one understood what Mary had just done.
只有主知道。玛利亚为什么要做那件事
？Only Jesus knew why Mary had to do what she had done.
主说她是为我安葬之日存留。
Jesus said she was preparing for my burial.
为什么伯大尼的玛利亚知道主要做什么
？Why is it that Mary of Bethany understood what Jesus was about to do？
是不是玛利亚要比彼得、要比约翰、要比所有的门徒都要聪明
？Was it because she's wiser than Peter and than John？
是不是伯大尼的玛利亚，她跟主耶稣在一起的时间要超过这些门徒
？Was it because she has spent more time with Jesus and than the disciples？
我相信真的答案是伯大尼的玛利亚爱主超过那些门徒。
I think true answer is that Mary of Bethany loved Jesus more than the disciples。
这个爱。就让他接触到那个属灵的实际。
And this love allows her to touch the spiritual reality.
这是上一个主日我们弟兄所教通的。
This is what our brother shared with us last week.
有这两根重要的柱子。
We have these two important pillars.
一个是信。
One is faith.
一个是爱。
And the other is love.
这两个柱子就把整个建筑物的重量承受在他们的身上。
And these two pillars can bear the entire load of the structure.
今天我希望继续他的负担。
This morning I'd like to continue my brother's burden.
当然今天我不讲这个信心和爱心了。
Today I will not talk about faith or love.
但是我要继续讲下去有几件事情能够让我们接触到这个属灵的实际。
But I want to talk about several things which can help us to draw near to the spiritual reality.
好像这个属灵的这个工程有几道门。
It seems like the spiritual construction has several gates.
从这几道门里面呢，我们可以进入这个属灵的实际。
And through these several gates, we can enter into the spiritual reality.
早上我想用这点时间，如果主许可的话，交通三个门。
If the Lord allows me, I would like to share with you three gates.
头一个，我们看以赛亚书第四十四章。
First, we turn to Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书四十四章第二十二节。
Isaiah 44 verse 22。
我涂抹了你的过犯，像后云消散；我涂抹了你的罪恶，如薄云灭没。你当归向我，因我救赎了你。
I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
你当归向我，因我救赎了你。
Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
十六十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。神所要的祭，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
For thou dost not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. Thou art not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
头一个门能够进入这个属灵实际的，就是悔改。
The first gate that allows us to enter into spiritual reality is repentance.
所有属灵的经历都从悔改开始。
All spiritual experiences begin with repentance.
无论我们信主有多少的年日，
No matter how many years we have believed in Jesus Christ,
无论我们对主的认识有多少，
No matter how much knowledge we have in Christ,
我们的生命，我们的属灵的经历仍然是从悔改开始。
Our life and our spiritual experiences always begin with repentance.
如果我们没有在我们的身上发现这件事的话，
If we have not discovered this in our life,
我们的属灵的生命就没有长进。
Then we will not have growth in our spiritual life.
前有一个弟兄问我们一句话。
A brother had asked me as a question.
他说你上一次悔改是什么时候？
When was the last time that you repented?
今天早上我也与弟兄姊妹一同思想这一件事。
This morning, let us consider this one thing.
上一次你悔改是什么时候？
When was the last time that you repent before the Lord?
如果你的答案是上个礼拜，就可能太久了。
If your answer is last week, then that's too long.
如果从上个礼拜这个礼拜之间你没有悔改的话，你太久没有悔改。
If you have not repented before the Lord within this week, then it is too long.
如果你上一次悔改是在一年以前，
If your last repentance was a year ago,
那已经是非常非常的久了。
Then that is much too long.
难怪我们在属灵的里面，我们不觉得我们有什么长进。
No wonder we cannot feel any growth in our spiritual life.
我们属灵生命的长进，跟我们在主面前悔改的次数成正。
Our spiritual growth is proportioned with how many times we have repented before the Lord.
如果我们真是活在主的面前的话，我们每天要在主的面前悔改好多次。
If we truly live before the Lord, then we shall repent before Him many times every day.
大卫说，他说你所喜爱的不是是那个祭物。
And David said, what you desire are not the sacrifices.
你所喜爱的是忧伤的灵。
But you desire in a broken spirit.
这个忧伤的灵在原文说呢，就是一个破碎的一个灵。
A broken spirit.
许多人在他们的婚姻失败以后，他们说我的心破碎了。
Many people stated after their marriage had failed, they said, my heart is broken.
如果他的心能够在他还没有婚姻破碎以前先破碎的话，那个婚姻就不会破碎了。
If their hearts are broken before the marriage failed, then the marriage will not fail.
为什么有的时候这个婚姻会失败？
Why is it sometimes we see marriage will fail?
因为没有一个人有一个忧伤的灵。
Because no one has a broken spirit.
坛上有一个祭物。
Upon the altar, we see a sacrifice.
当以色列人献祭的时候，头一件事他们做什么事？
What's the first thing that Israelites would do when they make an offering?
他们把那个祭物呢切成块子。
They have to cut the offering into pieces.
然后把那个祭物放在祭坛的上面。
And then place the animal upon the altar.
那个意思就是说，这个祭物呢就代表我。
And that means this animal represents me.
那个祭物被切成一块一块。就好像我这个人被切成一块一块一样。
This sacrificial animal has been cut into pieces, just like I have been cut into pieces.
为我的罪的缘故，我心里面忧伤。
For my sin, my heart is broken.
因此，当我把祭物放在祭坛上的时候，好像我的心也是被切成一块一块的。
Therefore, as I place this animal upon the altar, it is as if my heart has been cut into pieces and put on the altar.
当我们把这样的祭物献给神的时候，神是喜悦的。
As we offer such kind of offering to God, God's heart will be pleased.
如果那个祭物是破碎的，而我们这个人是完整的。
If the sacrificial animal is cut into pieces, yet we ourselves are a whole.
主就不喜爱那个祭物。
Then God will not delight in the sacrifice.
因为主要的乃是那个忧伤的心。
Because what God desires is a broken spirit.
在我们属灵的这个生命的道路上，我们要往前的话，
If we want to progress in our spiritual life,
许多的时候我们需要有这个忧伤的灵。
Many times we need to have this broken spirit.
路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
在这里我们要看到什么叫做一个忧伤的灵。
Here we will see what is a broken spirit.
这是在圣经里面让我们看见一个非常好的一个例子。
This is a very good example in the Bible.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开怜开恩，可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了。
Beginning verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax gatherer. The Pharisee stood and was praying thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax gatherer. I fast twice a week, I pay tithe of all what I get. But the tax gatherer, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to the heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other.
曾经说有两个人到圣殿里面去祷告。
The Bible said two men went to the temple to pray.
有几个人祷告了
？How many people prayed？
我们大家都会说两个人祷告了。
We will all answer two have prayed。
其实只有一个人祷告。
Actually, only one prayed。
法利赛人的祷告不是祷告。
The prayer of the Pharisee is not a prayer。
这个法利赛人在这里做报告。
The Pharisee was just giving a report。
他报告他在地上生活是怎么样的公义。
He reported to God what a just life he has led in on earth。
他用他自己的祷告在定那个税吏的罪。
With his prayer, he had convicted the sinner, the tax gatherer.
因为税吏就是一个勒索的人。
Because the tax gatherer is a swindler.
那个税吏就是一个不义的人。
The tax gatherer is an unjust man.
是否这个税吏是奸淫的，我们不知道。
We do not know whether he is an adulterer.
但是这个法利人在那里祷告的时候，他的祷告是定别人罪的。
But as this Pharisee prayed, he condemned other people.
所以只有一个人祷告。
Therefore, only one truly prayed.
这个人的祷告就是税吏的祷告。
And this is the prayer of the tax gatherer.
你能不能够体会这个税吏的心？
Can you understand this tax gatherer's heart?
他来到这个圣殿里面，他不敢站在中间。
He came to this temple. He dare not to stand in the middle of the temple.
所以他远远地站着。
Therefore, he stood at a distance.
他举目望天也不敢。
He dare not even look up into heaven.
法利赛人祷告的时候是举目望天这样祷告。
As the Pharisee prayed, he lifted up his eyes to heaven.
他不敢像法利赛人这样祷告。
Yet this tax gatherer dare not to be the same as this Pharisee.
他这个人可能不进食。
Maybe this tax gatherer had not even fast.
他可能也没有捐上十分之一。
Maybe he did not give tithe.
可能他真的是勒索了。
Maybe he is truly a swindler.
可能他真的是一个不义的人。
Maybe he is truly an unjust man.
但是有一件事是非常宝贝。
But one thing is precious in him.
他的心里面有一个忧伤。
He has a broken spirit within him.
因此他站在那个地方，他说，神啊。
Therefore, as he stood there, he says, God,
他说，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
Be merciful to me, the sinner.
弟兄姊妹，这是一切属灵的开始。
But sister, this is the beginning of all spiritual things.
所有属灵的开始就是承认我是一个罪人。
The spiritual beginning is to confess that I am a sinner.
如果我们不承认我们是一个罪人的话，就没有属灵的故事在我们身上。
If we do not confess that we are sinners, then we will never have any spiritual stories.
不是我们得救以前我们要承认我们是个罪人。
It is not that before we are saved, we need to confess we are a sinner.
就是我们今天得救以后，我们还要承认我们是个罪人。
Even after we are saved, we still confess that, Lord, we are sinners.
保罗说，我是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul said, I am the foremost of all sinners.
保罗在提摩太书的时候所说的这句话。
He said that in 1 Timothy.
提摩太书不是 保罗刚得救的时候写的。
He didn't write First Timothy before he was saved.
提摩太书是保罗信主很多年以后才写的。
He wrote Timothy many years after he was saved.
当他在树林里面有这样认识的时候，他仍然写到我是罪人中的罪魁。
When he had this understanding, he wrote, I am the foremost of all sinners.
保罗的里面有这样一个忧伤的灵。
Within Paul, he has a broken spirit.
他知道自己不过是一个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
He knows that he is only a sinner saved by grace.
因此在他身上所有这些好的事情都不值得夸口。
Therefore, all the goodness that he possesses is not worthy to boast.
因为如果主的恩典离开了保罗，他就是一个罪人。
If God's grace departed from Paul, then he still remains as a sinner.
今天我们来到神的面前来朝见神。
Today we come before the Lord to seek him.
我们所靠的是什么？
What do we rely upon?
是不是靠我们上礼拜禁食两次？
Is it because we have fasted two times last week?
还是靠着我们奉献十分之一？
Or is it because we have given tithe?
当这个税吏到主的面前的时候，他只有靠神的恩典。
As this tax gatherer come before the Lord, he can only rely upon God's grace.
当这个税吏讲这一句话的时候，他用了一个非常特别的字。
When he spoke this word, he used a very special word.
这一句话可以另外一个翻译。
There is another translation.
就是准我被赎罪。
Be propitious to me.
Allow me to be propitiated.
Allow me to be propitiated.
换一句话说，他来是说，今天没有一样别的事情能够来改我。
In other words, he says there's nothing else that can change me today.
今天我所需要的是另外一个生命。
What I need today is another life.
我所需要的是一个救赎的一个祭物。
What I need today is a sacrificial animal.
在我里面没有良善。
In me, there is no goodness.
我把自己放在那个祭坛的上面。
And I place myself upon the altar.
好让我能够被赎回来。
So that I can be redeemed.
这个是那个税吏的祷告。
This is the prayer of the tax gatherer.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到主面前朝见神的时候，
But sister, as we come before the Lord to seek him,
我们的心是像税吏呢，还是我们的心是像这个法利赛人？
Were our hearts like the hearts of the Pharisee or the tax gatherer?
如果我们的心像这个法利赛人的话，我们就不能接触这个属灵的实际。
If our heart is like the heart of the Pharisee, then we will not be able to touch spiritual reality.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财。一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Because you said, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salves to anoint your eyes, that you may see.
这里所描写的好像是那个法利赛人的光景。
Here it describes the condition of the Pharisee.
法利赛人是富足的。
The Pharisee is a wealthy man.
他什么都不缺。
He is in need of nothing.
他好像发了财。
Seems like he has become rich.
他比什么样的人都好。
He is better than anyone.
不管从属世、从属灵的角度，他都没有缺陷。
He has no shortcomings from the worldly or spiritually.
但是主要对法利赛人说，他说你是困苦的，你是可怜的。你是瞎眼的，你是贫穷的，你是赤身的。
But the Lord told the Pharisee that you are wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked.
因为法利赛人的富足不是真实的。
Because his richness is not real.
他其实是贫穷的。
He is really poor.
所以 这里说他需要什么？需要买火炼的镜子。
Here it tells him that he needs to buy gold refined by fire.
什么是火炼的镜子呢？
What is gold refined by fire?
火炼的金子就是经过试验的信心。
The gold refined by fire is faith that has been tested.
什么叫做白衣呢？
What are white garments?
白衣乃是行为。
White garments are his work.
当我们在主的面前，我们认识主了以后，
After we know the Lord,
我们对主的知识是增加了。
Our knowledge of the Lord will increase.
但是我们常常有一个软弱。
But we often have this weakness.
就是我们所知道的事，我们做不到。
What we know, we cannot do.
这就不是真实的。
Then that is not real.
这样的情形需要白衣。
This kind of condition requires white garments.
第三，他说要买眼药擦你的眼睛。
Thirdly, he said he needs to buy eye salves to anoint his eyes.
什么叫眼药膏？
What are this anointment for the eyes?
眼药膏代表圣灵的启示。
It represents the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，老底下的教会觉得他富足了。
But sister, the church in Laodicea felt that they are rich.
但是主对他们说，你们的信心并没有经过试验。
But the Lord is telling them that your faith has not been tested by fire.
老底家的人觉得他富足了。
The Laodiceans felt that they are rich.
就说你没有行为。
The Lord said you have no works.
老底家觉得他富足了。
Laodicea felt that they are wealthy.
就说你没有圣灵的启示。
Lord telling them that you have no revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以就说你是贫穷的。
Therefore the Lord said that you are poor.
弟兄姊妹，贫穷不是一个问题。
But sister, poorness is not a problem.
这个税吏就是一个贫穷的人。
The tax gatherer is a poor man.
但是最可怕的一件事。
But the most fearful thing.
就是一个贫穷的人自以为富足。
Is a poor man thinking that he is rich.
这是最可怕的一件事。
This is the most fearful thing.
如果我们知道自己贫穷，就没有问题了。
If we know that we are poor, then we have no problem.
我一方面是贫穷
On one hand, I am poor.
一方面觉得自己富足
Yet on the other hand, I feel that I am rich.
神就没有办法做事
Then God cannot do anything.
李硕珍有一次做一个见证
Watchman Nee gave a testimony once.
他说他得救以后呢，非常的热心
So after he was saved, he was very, very zealous for the Lord.
所以有一次他就下决心，他要好好的研究关于主再来这件事。
One day he was determined to study concerning the second advent of God.
他就说他就花了一年的功夫研究主再来的事。
He said he spent a year's time to study about the second advent of God.
过了一年以后呢，他对主再来这件事啊，真是非常的熟悉。
After one year of studying, he truly knows a lot about the coming of Christ.
他里面有一点得意。
And he was proud of himself.
有一天呢，他就呢找一个年长的一个姊妹来交通。
One day he went to fellowship with an elderly sister.
他要跟这个年长的姊妹交通一下，他查这个主再来的这件事的心得。
He wants to fellowship with the sister concerning what he had learned about the coming of God.
经过那天交通以后，他就觉得非常的惭愧。
But after that day's fellowship, he felt ashamed.
他说：“我是知道主再来的事。”我知道主再来的事。
He said, I only know about the things about his second coming.
但是这个姊妹是一个等候主再来的人。
Yet this sister is one who waits for the second coming.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个差别在哪里？
But sister, do you see the differences between the two?
就算我们知道主再来的事，我们还是贫穷。
Even if we do know everything about the second coming of God, we are still poor.
那个等候主再来的人他是富足。
Yet the one who waits for the second coming of Christ is the rich one.
一个等候主再来的人，那个人，那个是一个心的问题。
One who waits for the coming of Christ is a heart question.
这个不是头脑的问题。
It is not a question of mind.
是一个心的问题。
But a question of heart.
今天也许我们的友人，我们在顺服的事情上有一点经历。
Maybe today we do have some experience in terms of obedience.
也许我们在神的面前有过一点的顺服。
Maybe we have learned to be obedient to God.
我们就觉得我们知道顺服的道理。
then we felt that we knew everything, about obedience.
这个叫做贫穷。
This is poor.
如果我们觉得我们知道什么叫顺服，我们就是一个贫穷的人。
If we feel that we know something about obedience, then we are a poor man.
也许主给我们一点十字架的经历。
Maybe God gave us some experience of the cross.
哦，我们觉得我们就了解十字架的经历。
Then we felt that we understood about the cross.
这就是贫穷的一个表现。
This is the behavior of poorness.
一个真正认识神的人，他不觉得他知道这些事。
A person who truly knew God would not, we felt like he did not know these things.
这是头一个门。
This is the first gate.
这个门是一个悔改的门。
This is the gate of repentance.
这个门是一个忧伤的灵。
This is a gate of a broken heart spirit.
只有透过这个门，我们就很快能够摸着属灵的实际。
Only through this gate, we can touch the spiritual reality.
我们来思想第二个门。
We would move on to the second gate.
这个第二个门就是敬拜。
The second gate is worship.
敬拜是一件很大的事。
Worship is a great thing.
我们如果读出埃及记的话，我们就发现
，If we read Exodus, we will discover.
当神把十条诫命给以色列人的时候
，When God has given the Israelites the Ten Commandments,
这头四条都是与敬拜神有关系。
The first four has something to do with worship.
神要创造人里面有一个目的，就是要让人能够敬拜神。
God has created man for one purpose, that man can worship him.
但是这个敬拜神也是仇敌所要得着的。
But this worshiping God is something the enemy attacks all the time.
今天仇敌所要做的一件事就是要人来敬拜他。
Today what the enemy wishes to do is that man will worship him.
因此这个敬拜在我们属灵的生命里面是一件非常重要的事。
Therefore, worship is a very important thing in our spiritual life.
什么时候我们有真实的敬拜，什么时候我们就摸着属灵的实际。
Whenever we have true worship, then we have touched the spiritual reality.
我们来思想到底什么是敬拜。
Let's consider what is worship.
我们读创世纪十八章。
We turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪第十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
Now the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of day, and when he lifted up his eyes and looked,
举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，伏伏在地。
Behold, three men were standing opposite him, and when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth.
在这里面，这个伏伏在地，在希伯来文里面就是敬拜。
Here's the word bowed himself to earth. The word bowed in Hebrew is worship.
这是在这个字在圣经里面头一次使用。
The first time this word was used in the Bible.
有弟兄告诉我们。当圣经头一次用一个字的时候，就给那个字下一个定义。
A brother had told us that if the Bible used certain words for the first time, it always gave a definition.
那道理在这里，那个定义是什么？
So what is the meaning here?
这里好像我们看不出来有什么直接的定义。
Here it seems that we cannot see directly what the definition is.
但是其实是非常的清楚。
Yet it is really clear.
亚伯拉罕做了什么事？
What did Abraham do?
亚伯拉罕他就在拿了三亚细亚面调和作饼，第六节。
Verse 6, Abraham took three measures of fine flour, kneaded and make bread cake.
然后又找了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来。
And then he found a tender and choice calf.
然后第八节，他又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊摆在他们面前。
And he also took curds and milk and a calf and prepared them and placed before them.
然后他们就吃了。
And they ate.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是敬拜。
But sister, this is worship.
也许你不明白，这条字怎么叫敬拜呢？
Maybe you will ask, how can you call this worship?
敬拜，简单的说就是让神得到满足。
Simply speaking, worship is to allow God to be satisfied.
这就是敬拜。
This is worship.
在创世纪里面就告诉我们这一件事。
In Genesis, it tells us this thing.
当在敬拜里面神得到满足的话，这个敬拜就是实际的。
In worship, if God is pleased, then this is real.
如果在敬拜的里面神没有得到满足，这个敬拜就不是实际的。
If in your worship God has not been pleased, satisfied, then this is not real.
然后当神得到满足了以后
，And when God is satisfied,
在然后第十节，神就告诉亚伯拉罕，到明年这个时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
In verse 10, the Lord told Abraham, I will surely return to you at this time next year, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
如果你认识亚伯拉罕的话
,If you knew Abraham,
你就知道亚伯拉罕最希望的一件事就是有一个儿子。
You know that Abraham has the greatest hope for Abraham is that he can have a son.
他已经99岁了。
He is already 99 years old.
但是他和他的太太撒拉没有儿子。
Yet he and his wife Sarah do not have a son.
因此有一个儿子是亚伯拉罕一生里面最重要的一件事。
Therefore, to have a son is the greatest thing in Abraham's life.
也就在他在敬拜的里面，神就向亚伯拉罕启示。
And in his worship to God, God revealed to Abraham.
在他敬拜的时候，神就满足了亚伯拉罕里面最深的那个需要。
While Abraham worshipped the Lord, God also satisfied Abraham's greatest desire.
你把这两件事摆在一起，这就是敬拜。
If you place these two things together, this is worship.
敬拜一方面是让神的心得着满足。
Worship on one hand is to satisfy God's heart.
敬拜的另外一方面就是人的心也得到满足。
On the other hand is that man's heart is also satisfied.
这何等宝贝的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
我们在地上能够有这样的敬拜。
We can have such kind of worship on earth.
诗篇36篇。
Psalm 36.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水，因为在那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
They drink their fill of the abundance of thy house.And thou dost give them to drink of the river of thy delights. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light.
这个是敬拜的一个结果。
This is the result of worship.
这是人心里面的一个满足的情形。
And this shows us when a man is satisfied.
当以色列人把圣殿盖好的时候
After Israelites had completed the construction of the temple.
那个时候所罗门率领着以色列的百姓在那里献祭。
And Solomon led the people of Israel to give offering to God.
圣经告诉我们有火从天上降下。
And the Bible tells us fire came down from heaven.
把那个祭物都烧掉了。
And burned up all the animals.
这就代表神得到了满足。
This tells us that God is satisfied.
然后就有云充满到圣殿。
And there is cloud that covered the temple.
那个代表耶和华的荣光。
That represents the glory of God.
这个就叫人得到满足。
And that causes men to be pleased.
我们里面有一个最深的需要。
We have a deepest need in our heart.
那个需要在这个世界上永远不能得到满足。
And that need can never be fulfilled on this earth.
无论我们去得到什么。
No matter what we seek after.
无论我们用了多大的努力。
No matter how much effort we have placed in.
我们心里面的这个需要不能在这个世界上得到满足。
This need in our heart cannot be satisfied on earth.
而这个满足在什么地方可以得到？
And where can we find and to be satisfied?
那是我们在敬拜的里面。
It is only through worship.
在神得到满足以后，在他的荣光的里面，我们就得享他殿里的肥甘。
After God is satisfied and in his glory, our hearts will also drink the bounty of his.
我们能够喝他乐河的水。因为在那里有生命的源头，在他的光中我们得见光。
And we can drink of the rivers of his light, and there is the fountain of life, in that light we see light.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我们的祖宗在这个山上礼拜，你们倒说 应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you people said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
这里面我们看，他不会问这一句话。
If she does not worship God, then she will not ask this question.
他常常去敬拜神。
She often go and worship God.
他按照他们祖宗的这个教导，就在撒玛利亚的山上敬拜。
According to the teaching of her forefathers, she will worship on this mountain.
但是她的心没有得到满足。
Yet her heart was not satisfied.
是不是很奇怪？
Isn't that strange?
这里有一个女人，她常常敬拜神。
Here's a woman who often worshiped God.
但是心里面没有满足。
Yet her heart was not satisfied.
为什么没有满足呢？
Why is it?
因为她有六个丈夫。
Because she has six husbands.
这六个丈夫代表她不能得到满足。
These six husbands represent that she cannot be satisfied.
因此她的敬拜没有属灵的实际。
Therefore, her worship does not have any spiritual reality.
如果她的敬拜有任何属灵的实际的话，
If her worship has any spiritual reality,
她的里面就会得到满足。
Then deep within her, she will be satisfied.
我们来看一看到底这个撒玛利亚妇人的敬拜跟亚伯拉罕的敬拜有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between this Samaritan woman's worship than Abraham's worship?
首先我们发现这个妇人的敬拜是按照她祖宗的传统。
First, we see that her worship is according to the tradition of her forefathers.
她来到那个敬拜的地方是因为祖宗是这样敬拜的。
She came to this place to worship is because her forefathers worshiped this way.
亚伯拉罕的敬拜不一样。
Abraham's worship was different.
亚伯拉罕的敬拜乃是离开乌尔的一个敬拜。
Abraham's worship is a worship that had left Ur.
他从他的本家离开了。
He had left his hometown.
他的敬拜与他祖宗的敬拜完全没有关系。
His worship has nothing to do with the worship of his forefathers.
他的敬拜是直接从主得来的启示。
His worship came directly from the revelation of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的敬拜是根据遗传呢，还是根据启示？
But sister, our worship is according to tradition or according to revelation.
今天我们就在这里擘饼，我们的里面是觉得这个是遗传呢，还是我们知道为什么要这样擘？
Today, as we are seated here to break bread, do we break bread because of tradition or because of revelation?
如果我们是在那个遗传的里面，我们就没有属灵的实际。
If we still live in tradition, then we do not have any spiritual reality.
如果我们知道神在这个饼杯里面向我们所启示的，我们就有这个实际。
If we know what God revealed to us through the bread and through the cup, then we have reality.
这里面还有另外一个不同。
Here there's another difference.
当亚伯拉罕看见神的时候，
When Abraham saw God,
他马上就认出来。
He recognized him immediately.
他看见神在那个树下。
He saw God standing under
the tree. 他马上就跑过去匍匐在那里。
And he immediately ran over and bowed down on the earth.
而这个撒玛利亚人却问你是谁。
Yet the Samaritan woman asked, "Who are you?"
他认为这个人不过是一个犹太人。
She thought that this was just another Jew.
他说犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是不来往。
He says that Jews has no dealing with the Samaritans.
这两个人都是敬拜主的人。
These are two people who worship God.
有一个人一看见主就认识了。
One will see and recognize God.
有一个人看见了以后不认识。
One will see God yet not recognize him.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果主显现在我们的当中，
But sister, if God appeared to us today,
你认不认识他？
Do you know him?
如果你认不出来的话，
If you cannot recognize him,
也许你的敬拜不够真实。
Maybe your worship is not true.
如果我们的敬拜是一个真实的敬拜，
If our worship is the worship of truth,
我们心里面最深处就有一个很大的满足。
Then we will be satisfied greatly in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天满足了没有？
But sister, are you satisfied today?
我想这是一个最好的一个问题。
I think this is a good question.
我们的心满足了没有？
Is your heart satisfied?
当今天晚上回到家里以后，明天回到公司上班，或者在家里，或者在什么地方，你的心满足了没有？
Maybe you would return home today, and tomorrow you will go to work. Will your heart be satisfied at work and also at home?
还是我们的心还有其他的追求？
Or there's other desire in our hearts.
我们能不能够像大卫那样说？
Can we be like David?
他说我的好处不在于我。
He says, I have nothing good other than you.
这是一个真实敬拜神。
This is a true worshipper of God.
里面被主真实地摸着了。
He has touched by God.
因此在主以外没有其他的好处。
Therefore, aside from God, he cannot find any goodness.
因此我们今天可以自己来省察自己。
Today, we can examine our own hearts.
我们看我们里面的心。
We look into our hearts.
我们问自己，我满足了没有？
We ask ourselves, are we satisfied?
如果我的心还没有满足。
If my heart is still not satisfied,
表示我的敬拜出了问题。
This tells me there is something wrong with my worship.
我的敬拜不够真实。
My worship is not real.
我的敬拜不是金银宝石的敬拜。
My worship is not a worship of gold or silver.
不过是草木和秸。
But it's just of wood, straw, and hay.
主耶稣讲了一句话，我觉得这是非常让我们值得警惕的一句话。
Jesus spoke something to remind us.
他说你们嘴唇清净心却远。
She said, you draw near to me with your lips, yet your heart is far from me.
这是一个不真实的敬拜。
This is not a worship of truth.
神是我们背诵的份。
The Lord is the portion of my cup.
在他的面前有满足的心。
And before him, there is the joy of, the fullness of joy.
这一件事是一个实际呢，还是一个道理？
Is this a reality or is it a doctrine?
如果这个是一个道理，
If this is just a doctrine,
我们的敬拜有点问题。
Then there is something wrong with our worship.
我们要回到神的面前，要带着一个忧伤的。
We need to return to God with a contrite heart.
我们要向神说，主，其实给我，我敬拜出了什么问题？
Lord, reveal to me what is wrong with my worship.
当主启示我们的时候，我们的心就回到他的面前。
When the Lord revealed to our hearts, then our hearts returned back to him.
我们像亚伯拉罕一样，我们就匍匐在地。
We will be like Abraham and bow down before him.
这是第二个门。
This is the second gate.
第二个门讲到敬拜。
The second gate talks about worship.
在敬拜里面有属灵的实际。
And in worship, there is a spiritual reality.
什么时候在敬拜里面我们摸着了神，我们就摸着了属灵的实际。
Whenever we touch God in worship, then we have touched spiritual reality.
我们讲第三个门。
We move on to the third gate.
路加福音。
Luke.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
38节
Verse 38,
路加福音第六章第38节
Luke chapter 6 verse 38,
你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. They will pour into your lap. For whatever measure you deal out to others, it will be dealt to you in return.
许多人用这一节圣经应用在金钱的奉献上面。
Many people use this verse concerning giving in money.
在这一节圣经远远超过金钱的奉献。
But this verse is beyond monetary giving.
属灵的丰富是怎么得着的？
How do you obtain spiritual abundance?
怎么样能够积蓄属灵的丰富？
How can you store up spiritual abundance?
这个跟我们在地上积攒钱财的方法是相反的。
This is opposite of earthly storing.
属灵里面如果要积蓄属灵的丰富，唯一的秘诀就是要去给。
If you want to store up spiritual riches, then you must give.
如果你不给的话， 你就没有属灵的丰富。
If you do not give, then you will not have riches, spiritual riches.
今天我们最大的问题在这里。
Today, this is our greatest problem.
我们信主有一段日子。
We have been saved for some time.
但是我们看看里面啊，没有什么丰富。
But we look at ourselves, we do not have much rich.
我们觉得哎呀，也许我得的太少。
You say maybe I do not have enough.
不是得的太少。
It is not that you have not received enough.
是给的太少。
It's that you have given too little.
不给就没有得。
Without giving, you will not receive.
你记得那五饼二鱼的事情吗？
You remember the story of the five bread and two fish.
那里有五千个人要吃饭。
There were 5,000 hungry men.
那里只有五条饼和两条鱼。
Yet there was only five bread and two fish.
这个五个饼两条鱼实在是很少。
And this five bread and two fish in that condition is very little.
分给这么五千个人是不够的。
It is definitely not enough to give to all 5,000.
但是那一天有一个人肯给。
But that day, one person is willing to give.
他把那五个饼两条鱼给出来了。
He has given the five bread and two fish that he has.
然后神就借着这五个饼两条鱼让那五千个人吃。
And Jesus can use this five bread and two fish to feed the 5,000.
在属灵里面这是一个不变的原则。
Spiritually, this is an unchanging principle.
神一直在找那个五个饼两条鱼。
God continues to seek those who has the five bread and two fish.
但是我们每一个人都把那个五个饼两条鱼握在手里面握得非常的紧。
Yet all of us have held the five bread and two fish in our own hand.
如果我们一直把这个五个饼两条鱼握在我们的手中的话，
If we continue to hold on to our five bread and two fish,
就是有一天到永世，我们还是只有这个五个饼两条鱼。
Even when you enter into eternity, you still have the five bread and two fish.
这五个饼两条鱼可能也到不了永世。
Maybe this five bread and two fish will not last until eternity.
因此我们在属灵里面要学习一件事，就是要给。
Therefore, spiritually, we need to learn a lesson that is to give.
当我们与弟兄姊妹一起读圣经的时候，
When we study the Bible with brothers and sisters,
好多人都不愿意给。
Many people do not wish to give.
不愿意给。
They don't want to give.
哎呀，我这个太少了。
Oh, what I have is so very little.
我只懂一点点。
I only know a little bit.
好像就抓了那个五个饼两条鱼不肯给。
So you have hold on to your own five bread and two fish and not willing to share.
我们是不是这样？
Are we like that?
我们的确是只有一点点。
We only have very little.
但是那里一点点我们就是不肯给。
And with that very little we have, we are not willing to give.
我们拿出来看一看。
Let us take out and look at it.
啊，看看，哎呀，这个饼太小。
You look at it and say the bread is too small.
你看别人的饼好大。
Other people had larger bread.
这么厚。
And they have thick bread.
里面还有好多的东西在里面。
And inside the bread, many things are treasured in there.
我们这个饼拿出来做什么？
So why should I bring out my bread?
又放进去了。
And you put it back in your pocket.
到下个礼拜拿出来又看一看。
Next week you bring out the same bread and look at it.
看别人的饼比上礼拜还大。
And other people have brought even larger bread.
因为他上礼拜拿出来，这个礼拜更大。
Because last week he shared his bread, this week he got a larger bread.
你看看你的还是那么小。
And you look at yours, it's the same size.
上礼拜不敢拿，这礼拜更不敢拿。
Of course, this week you are not there to bring out your bread.
过了一个礼拜，一个礼拜。
Week after week.
我们就成为一个不交通。
We become a person who will not fellowship.
那个饼很大的人刚开始也是很小的。
You know the one who brought out a large bread, in the beginning he only had a small bread.
刚开始可能比你还小，像花生米那么小。
Maybe in the beginning was only the size of a peanut.
但是他愿意给。
But he's willing to give.
他一给主就给他了。
And he, when he give, God
will give more. 这个加倍的给他了。
God would double his portion.
那个饼慢慢就大起来。
And gradually the bread will grow.
我们的祷告也是一样。
Our prayer is the same thing.
我们到主的面前。
We come before the Lord.
主的爱实在感动我们。
The Lord's love truly moves our heart.
我们的心上上下下一直跳。
Our heart has been jumping up and down, up and down.
但是我们就是不祷告。
Yet we will not pray.
哎呀，这个祷告这么短。
My prayer is so short.
我讲了上一句下一句就不知道讲什么。
I will speak one sentence, I don't know how to continue the next.
你看人家的祷告。
Look at other people's prayer.
有头有中间还有尾的。
There is a beginning, there is a middle, and then there's also an ending.
这个写下来就是文章一样。
You write it down, it's a full composition.
那我还祷告什么呢？
Why should I pray?
因为祷告从旧约祷告到新约。
Some people can pray from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
算了。
Forget it.
下礼拜来了又是这样。
Next week you come, it's still the same.
因为你的祷告越来越长了。
And their prayer is longer and longer.
越来越美了。
Getting more prettier.
这个税吏的祷告是最短的。
The prayer of the tax gatherer is the shortest prayer.
在中文里面是一个字。
In Chinese, it's only 11 characters.
在英文里面七八个字。
In English, it's about 7 or 8 words.
在希腊文里面只有五六个字。
In Greek, it's only 5 or 6 words.
最简单的祷告。
The very simple prayer.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们祷告是给人看的话
，Friend sister, if we pray so that we can show it to men,
那我们注重那个祷告的美丽。
Then we emphasize on how beautiful the prayer should be.
如果我们祷告是给神的话
，If our prayer is for God,
神所看的是个忧伤的脸。
Then God looks for that contrite spirit.
我们在侍奉主的事情也是一样。
This applies to our service to the Lord.
我们觉得自己不会做什么。
We feel that we are unable to do anything.
我们不像有些弟兄可以做很多的事。
We're not like other brothers who can do many things.
有的姊妹会弹琴。
Some sister know how to play the piano.
有的姊妹会教主日学。
Some sister know how to teach a Sunday school.
啊，我什么都不会。
And I don't know how to do anything.
所以我不要服侍。
So I will not serve.
我不能服侍。
I cannot serve.
我服侍的也不好。
My service to God is not good.
我们把那五饼二鱼抓在我们的手里。
Again, we're holding on to our 5 bread and 2 fish.
其实我们在主面前的服事不需要很大。
Really, our service before the Lord do not need to be very big.
有一天呢，有 tornado， 最近一段日子有一次有 tornado 到 Sugar Land 去。
Recently, a tornado touched down in Sugar Land.
就我们就接到一个电话。
And we received a telephone call.
那个一个姊妹关心我们家里面好不好
？A sister was concerned about our welfare.
这就是一个侍奉。
That is a ministry.
这是件很小的事。
This is a very small thing.
我每一个人都做得到。
All of us can do that.
但是这就是一个侍奉。
And yet that is a ministry.
这件事情就感动了我的心。
This little incident touched my heart.
我记得在吕老弟兄还没有被主接去以前。
I remember before Brother Louis was taken by the Lord.
如果是像这个礼拜的话，他一定会打电话给我。
If it's like this week, he will definitely call me.
的确，他会打电话说天气冷了，孩子要加衣服。
He will call me and said, it's getting cold outside. You need to remember to put on more clothing for your children.
我可以保证，像这个礼拜的天气，他一定会打电话来。
I can guarantee you, if a weather like this, he will definitely call me.
这件事你我能不能
做 Can you and I do this thing?
做这件事不是能力的问题。
This is not a matter of ability.
做这件事是心的问题。
This is a matter of heart.
如果我们这个心在主的面前
If our heart is before the Lord,
我们知道怎么样服事
Then we will know how to serve him.
不在能力的大小。
It doesn't matter how much abilities that you have.
那样一个简单的电话就温暖了我们的心。
Yet a simple phone call can warm our hearts.
当一个弟兄姊妹好久不来聚会了。
When a brother sister who hasn't come for a long time.
如果你的心记得他。
If your heart remembers them.
如果他有一天来了，你说弟兄，你好久不来了。
And when they return, you ask them, brother, you haven't been here for a while.
这个弟兄的心就被你温暖了。
Then his heart will be touched by your
warmth. 他就发现我两个礼拜不来，有弟兄记得。
He discovers that I have not been here for 2 weeks and someone remembered me.
他关心我。
He cared about me.
这叫侍奉。
This is a ministry.
这个需要有很大的本事。
Do you need great abilities to do that?
这需要一个很大的心。
This requires a great heart.
不需要本事。
Not ability.
需要一个大的心。
But great heart.
大到一个心注意到这个弟兄没有来，两个礼拜没有。
A heart so great that he will recognize this brother has not been here for 2 weeks.
有些教会里面有新来的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe the new brother and sister who came.
一个人到一个新的地方总是最困难。
It is always the most difficult to be in a new place.
也许你就特别有负担注意到他。
And you have the burden to notice them.
你像那个巴拿巴对待保罗一样。
You are just like Barnabas who treated Paul well.
你就带着像巴拿巴带着保罗一段时间。
And you would lead this brother like Barnabas had led Paul.
好让这个保罗觉得那个地方也是他的家。
so that Paul can feel that this is also my home.
巴拿巴本事不是很大。
Barnabas is not a man with great abilities.
巴拿巴也没有写，在圣经上没有一卷书是巴拿巴写。
And Barnabas did not even write any of the books in the Bible.
但是没有巴拿巴的话，我们不晓得保罗会在哪里。
But without Barnabas, we do not know where Paul would go.
弟兄姊妹，这个是侍奉。
And sister, this is a ministry.
这个是给。
This is giving.
我们要给，主他会给我们。
We need to give, so God will give to us.
少种的就少收，多种的就多收。
Those who sow less will receive less, and those who sow more will reap more.
我们真的是很有限。
We are truly very limited.
我们的知识有限。
Our knowledge is very limited.
我们的负担也有限。
And our burden is also limited.
更重要的，我们的时间也非常有限。
And even more so, our times are very limited.
但是如果我们在主面前有这个心的话，
But if we have a heart before God,
这个心是不受那些事情的限制。
The heart will not be limited by all these things.
有一次我跟一个弟兄在交通。
Once I was sharing with a brother.
我跟他谈到许多的事情。
We talked about many things.
我谈完了以后，我里面就问一个问题。
And after our talks, I have this question in my heart.
我说这个弟兄一天有48个小时吗？
I said, does this brother have 48 hours a day in his life?
因为按照这个弟兄所做的事。
Because according to this, the things that this brother would do.
如果我要做的话，我要48个小时才能做。
If I had to do the same, I need 48 hours.
但是这个弟兄也是只有24个小时。
Yeah, this brother only has 24 hours.
但是他愿意把他的时间摆在主的手里面。
However, he's willing to put his time before God.
主就上尖下流的祝福他。
Then God will press down and cause it to run over.
今天我们把我们自己的时间像五个饼两条鱼一样抓在手里面。
Today we hold on to our time just like we hold on to the five bread and two fish.
我们抓这个事情比抓什么事都紧。
We grab tightly to this thing more than anything else.
我们要给主一点，我们要算计好久。
If we want to give God a little, we need to calculate for a long time.
我们不肯给出去。
We're not willing to give.
所以主也不能给我们。
Therefore, God cannot give it.
所以我们的事做不完。
Therefore, we can never finish our business.
如果我们所有的时间都不给主的话。
If we will not give God any time.
我们的事就永远做不完。
Then we will never finish our business.
我们永远是在后面。
We're always trying to catch up.
我们需要学到这个秘诀。
We need to learn the secret.
我们要找到这个门。
We need to find this gate.
这个门是一个给的门。
This is a gate that gives.
在英国有一个弟兄，他实在是经历这一句话。
In England, there's a brother who truly experienced this word.
这位弟兄有一次他遭遇到经济上的困难。
Once this brother was in financial difficulties.
他就向主说，他说主，今天我有缺乏。一定是我没有给。
And he prayed to God and said, Lord, today I'm in poverty. It's probably because I did not give.
因为按照主的话，如果我给，你就会给我。
Because according to God's word, if I give, then you will give to me.
今天我之所以有缺乏，一定是我缺少给。
And today I'm in poverty. It's probably because I did not give.
因此他就在他的房间里面到处看。
So he searched around his room.
他有没有什么东西是他所不需要？
Is there anything that he does not need?
他到处看，实在找不出什么东西。
He searched the entire room and he really can't find anything.
他不是一个很富足的人。
Because he's not a wealthy man.
最后呢，走到地下室。
Lastly, he went down to the basement.
在地下室呢，找到一桶牛油。
In the basement, he found a bucket of butter.
他就很高兴，他说这就是。
And he was very happy. He said, "This is it."
我一个人哪里吃得了这么一桶牛油呢？
How can I finish eating this bucket of butter by myself?
我把这桶牛油藏在这里。
I have saved this butter here.
所以主不能祝福我。
Therefore, God cannot bless me.
他把那桶牛油就拿起来。
And he picked up the butter.
他把那个牛油切成一个块一个块。
And he cut the butter into pieces.
然后他就带着那桶牛油到弟兄姊妹的家里去分那个牛油。
And he took this bucket of butter and passed it on between brother and sister's home.
主就突然差遣一个人，就送了两袋的面粉给他。
And then when he returned home, God sent a man to give him two bags of flour.
那这是他那天所缺的。
That is what he needed for that day.
弟兄姊妹，你也许觉得你的时间很少。
But sister, maybe you will feel that you do not have enough time.
你之所以时间很少。
The reason that you do not have enough time
是因为你没有给
is because you do not give.
是因为你没有把时间给神
You do not give your time to God.
如果你想让自己的时间再多一点的话
If you want to increase the hours in your days,
你需要再把时间给神
You need to give your time to God.
你如果给他的话
If you give it to him,
他就要再给你
He will give you more.
用十足的圣度
He will use a good measure.
还要摇过以后
He would shake it.
然后要堆在上面堆得很尖
And he would press down.
然后呢让那个都流下来了
Until it runs over.
神就要这样的来祝福
This is how God will bless you.
这是一个门
This is a gate.
这是一个进入属灵实际的一个门
This is a gate to enter into spiritual reality.
让我们今天都能够学习从这个门来接触属灵的实际。
May we learn today to enter into spiritual reality through this gate.
最后我们读希伯来书。
Lastly, we turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter
12. 二十六节。
Verse 26.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的长存。
And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised saying, Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things,in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
世界上的事有两种。
There are two things in this world.
一种是可以被震动的。
One that is can be shaken.
另外一个是不能震动的。
One is that is cannot be shaken.
只有不能震动的能够存到永远。
Only the one that cannot be shaken will remain.
弟兄姊妹，什么是不能够震动的？
But sister, what are things that cannot be shaken?
不能震动的就是我们在信心里面所得着的。
Those things which cannot be shaken are the things which we received in faith.
不能震动的是我们在爱里面所得着的。
Those things which cannot be shaken are the things we received in love.
这个不能震动的是我们在悔改里面所得着的。
And these things which we cannot be shaken are things we have obtained in repentance.
我们在敬拜里面得着的。
We have received in worship.
这是我们得着乃是因为我们给以后得着的。
We receive them because we have give.
弟兄姊妹，这些事是不能震动的。
But sister, these things cannot be shaken.
有一天天地都要过去。
One day the heaven and earth shall pass away.
有一天这个火要经过。
One day the fire shall come.
那些能够震动的都要被震动。
All the things which can be shaken will be shook.
那些能被烧去的都要被烧去。
And everything that can be burned will be burned away.
那个时候所剩下来的就是属灵的实际。
And what remains that day are spiritual realities.
但愿主今天早上让我们看见这里有几道门。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to see that there are several gates.
这个让我们能够经历这个属灵的实际。
That helps us to experience spiritual realities.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, praise you.
你实在是一个慈爱的神。
You are truly a loving, kind Father.
你愿意把你自己的旨意启示给我们。
You desire to reveal yourself to us.
主，早上我们求你赐下一个悔改的心。
This morning we pray that you will give us the heart of repentance.
让我们知道自己的光景。
So that we will realize our true conditions.
不叫我们像这个法利赛人一样。
Cause us not to be like the Pharisee.
我们乃是按照自己的意义在那里敬拜。
That we will only worship you through our own righteousness.
让我们像那个税吏一样。
May us, all of us be like the tax gatherer.
我们承认自己所有的软弱。
We confess all our weaknesses.
然后我们说开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Then we say, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner.
主，我们感谢你，因为你实在是乐意把你自己最好的赏赐给我。
Lord, we thank you because you truly desire to give us the best.
好像那个乐河里面的肥甘。
Just like the bounties in thy river.
好像是那个生命的那个泉源。
The fountain of life.
主，你把你的光也赐给我们。
Lord, you also given us your light.
主，教导我们怎么样在地上，学习过一个给的生活。
Teach us to lead a life of giving.
当我们实在有这样的经历，看见当我们给的时候，你就给我们。
Give us the experience that as we give, you shall give unto us.
这个不是我们自己继承的。
This is not something that we have stored up for ourselves.
这是主的恩典。
This is the mercy of God.
好像我们在地上能够有一点属灵的实际。
So that we can have some spiritual reality while on earth.
我们谢谢主给我们的带领。
We thank you for your guidance.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
And we receive truth.
现在我们被主服侍过，而且他也给我们他的真实。
There's still one more step.
还有一个步骤。
Application.
我们需要应用我们所听到的。
I thought of something in my life when our brother was sharing that is real to me, or that is something that's in my life.
当我们弟兄在交通的时候，我就想到一些在我生活中是真实的事情。
Regarding repentance and prayer.
就是关于悔改。
Maybe you have this problem.
也许你也有这个问题。
And that is, have you ever prayed?
你有没有祷告过？
And when you're done praying, your heart says you were praying to yourself.
然后你祷告完以后，你的心就告诉你说，你刚才就是在祷告给你自己听。
Or you were praying to your wife.
或者是你刚才只是在祷告给你太太听。
Or your children.
或者给你的孩子听。
That's happened to me.
这个对我有发生过。
And I know how many times I've had to repent right there.
许多时候我在当时就需要悔改。
And in the quietness of my heart, ask the Lord to receive my prayer.
就要安静我的心，然后跟主说，求你重新得着我的祷告。
Let's just be quiet for just a moment and ask the Lord to apply these things to our lives: repentance, worship, and giving. So without the Lord's help, it's not spiritual reality. It's me doing it.
再花一点时间安静在神的面前祷告，关于我们所听到的悔改、敬拜和还有给，没有这些我们不能进入属灵的实际。
Without you, nothing is real.
就我们今天早上再次来面前承认，没有你，所有事情都不是真实的。
All of our repentance and all of our worship and all of our giving can be done out of tradition, out of habit, out of pleasing ourselves.
我们所有的悔改、所有的敬拜、所有的给，都常常是传统的，是想要得到别人的喜悦。
Help me, Lord.
就求你帮助我。
Help us together here as brothers and sisters.
帮助我们所有的弟兄和姐妹。
To have the spiritual reality that only you can give.
让我们有属灵的实际，就只有你才能给我们。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.